Well, hello, gentlemen. How are you today? Let's take a quick look, shall we, at how the world is progressing. All right, guys, well, there seems to be a pandemic of one-parent families. In other words, femmons are the mothers without fathers. And, of course, the children suffer. Some of the traits of femmons is, as we know, spiteful, vindictive. Generally, femmons are the ones that go way out of their way to try and get revenge. They also have a very strong trait, jealousy. As you know, as you see on social media and everywhere else, femmons actually seem to hate men. No, I mean actually really hate men. I mean, you hardly ever hear them say something nice about men, do you? They're always putting men down, or males down. And a lot of it is because of jealousy. Men just handle situations far better than femmons. That's why every time you see femmons trying to act like men, they think it's going to make them magically be men and be as good as men can be. But it doesn't work that way, does it? A lot of children today and quite some time ago have been brought up by just one parent, a femmon. And generally, if the femmon has two children by two different fathers, probably, and one is a femmon child and one is a male child, she will always favour the femmon child and try and turn the male child into a woke, weak person. So they're easier manipulated by other femmons. Not always, but generally mostly always. But if you see a male who's just the one parent and the only parent, and they have a male child and a femmon child, he does try and give the balance to both of them equally. That's because males don't have this vindictiveness about them. Spitefulness, jealousy, which consumes most femmons. Femmons hardly ever get on with other femmons very much because of jealousy. And femmons are way inadequate of bringing up a male child, generally speaking. And that's why we have male children growing up completely confused about who they are. Mostly all modern femmons are all trying to be like men. But it's not working out very well for them. Because they're trying to put a square peg in a round hole. But of course the femmons are always blaming men about it, as they never really take responsibility. But the fact of the matter is their problems all come from them. And a lot of men won't deal with them anymore. Even the attractive ones. Men have always had to take responsibility for what he does and his actions. And generally speaking, throughout time, he's had to take the femmon's responsibility and her mistakes as well. And dump that on his shoulders. As a younger man, I used to see loads of times these wives used to get themselves into situations and the husband had to get them out. And he wasn't thanked for it in any way. It is no longer man's responsibility to help femmons out of a situation they've got themselves in. Sometimes they get themselves into debt, and a man comes along and pays their debt for them, or gives them somewhere to live. And in the end, she betrays him anyway. To protect the femmon is very strong in a man. It's the major reason why femmons are still around. And if they weren't the breeders, they wouldn't be, would they? We've all known men who are in financial ruin because of a femmon. But you men out there don't have to worry. As you see in the social media and all the papers, femmons are doing absolutely wonderful. They're making money hands over fist. But of course, it's all just another scam. The reality is much different. Isn't it funny how these strong, empowered, I don't need no man femmons, that when the shit hits the fan, they all of a sudden become these weak victims. And the damsel in distress. And it's pure manipulation. And males are seeing it for what it really is. Your only responsibility, guys, is yourself. Femmons are truly on their own like they want it to be. All you guys have to do is treat femmons the way they treat you. Oh, all right, you don't have to treat them as badly as that. Think of it this way, guys. The new Barbie movie basically belittles males and treats them like slaves. If a male made a movie the other way round, that wouldn't be allowed to be shown anywhere. So that's what society thinks of you men. Without strong masculine men, society is doomed. We see proof of that already. Oh, and do you believe there's aliens on this planet and they've got spaceships and everything? Funny how it's always in the United States, though. As William Shatner said, if space people did come to Earth, they'd make a bit more of a splash, I think. But that's being pushed to hide what else is going on. You see, manipulation. Are you being manipulated? Take it easy.